Welcome to Beyond Reports, a monthly podcast brought to you by GRI, where we hear how members of GRI's network are taking action to create a more sustainable economy and world. I'm your host, Davian Ford. Later in the program, I'll be speaking with Nikki McKean-Wood, GRI's Director of Corporate and Stakeholder Relations. We'll be talking about the launch of our new engagement program, the Gold Community. But first, a wrap-up of developments in sustainability over the last month. United Nations Undersecretary General Dr. Shamshad Akhtar has sounded the alarm on what she calls gaps in data availability and quality, saying the issue stands in the way of creating sustainable development in Asia Pacific. Dr. Akhtar is asking governments to address the strengths and weaknesses of data sources and to quickly determine the best ways to measure impacts related to the 17 new Sustainable Development Goals. The Task Force on Climate-Related Disclosures had its first meeting on February 8th in London. The group was established on the sidelines of the COP21 Paris climate talks and will consider the physical liability and transition risks associated with climate change. The ultimate goal is the production of a series of guidelines that companies can follow to disclose more standardized information on their exposure to climate risks. Transparency International Bangladesh has released a new report called Undress Corruption: How to Prevent Corruption in the Ready-Made Garment Sector. The study found corruption in 16 levels of the supply chain, including manufacturers, buyers, and inspectors. Undress Corruption does document several initiatives to improve the overall conditions of the sector. Those measures were taken in the wake of the tragedy at Rana Plaza back in 2013. For more sustainability news, please visit our website, globalreporting.org. And now it's time for the interview this month with Nikki McKean-Wood, GRI's Director of Corporate and Stakeholder Relations. Now, Nikki, GRI just had a big announcement last week. Can you tell us about the new Gold Community?
Well, the GRI Gold Community is the evolution of the Organisational Stakeholder Programme, which I've been privileged to be involved with the past 6 years. So it's a collaborative, global, multi-stakeholder network, and we've got more than 550 organisations from 69 countries involved at the moment. Our Gold Community members are really our core supporters, so we strive to put them at the heart of GRI's network and work, shaping the future of sustainability and reporting. We've got an exciting moment later this year in May, when we bring together the Gold Community for the first time in person at the GRI Conference 2016. That kicks off on May 18th.
And why are we making this change?
Well, last year GRI had a brand refresh to focus on empowering sustainable decisions, and it was fitting to take the opportunity to update our long-standing supporter programme. So we asked our community to share ideas for the new name, building on GRI's revised brand and strategic ambitions, and we selected the words gold and community directly from this input. We also took the opportunity to add some new valuable benefits.
What does GRI hope to achieve with the Gold Community?
We hope to achieve an active, engaged and diverse community. We'd like to really intensely grow the membership to continue to be truly global and representative of our many stakeholders. This is a new era of sustainability with the post-2015 development agenda and increasing momentum for change. So we see businesses are taking action towards a more sustainable world, but there's a lot to do. And a transformational effort is required by all to unlock the real value of sustainability data and live up to the ambitious agreements made at COP21. So we'll be seeking to grow the level of collaboration amongst members and with GRI.
Nikki, can you tell us a little bit about how Gold Community members are shaping the future of sustainability?
Oh, we see our Gold Community members taking the lead in initiatives across the board. So from participating in our corporate leadership groups, like Reporting 2025, which looks at the future of reporting, to involvement as GRI data partners, community leaders, and also helping their own clients go further with sustainability goal setting and reporting. So when you see an organisation taking positive steps towards sustainable change, they are very likely to be a GRI Gold Community member.
Okay, it's time for a segment we're calling Empowering Action, where we look at some of the pressing challenges around the world and tell you what we're doing to help people use sustainability data to take action. This month, we'd like to shine a light on some of the work we're doing in the Asia-Pacific region, where economies are really beginning to unlock their potential for growth. Issues such as corruption, safety in the workplace, gender equality, and supply chain sustainability are becoming more and more important as foreign businesses look to invest in the region. So at GRI, we're building capacity there by teaching business leaders about the benefits of reporting and how to begin disclosing their impacts in a transparent manner. Our goal is to help ensure that economic growth in the region isn't coupled with environmental degradation, corruption, and discrimination against women. To help tackle these issues, GRI will be conducting workshops across the region in March. In Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and the Philippines, we're organizing workshops on gender equality and anti-corruption. And specifically in Sri Lanka, an additional workshop on supply chain sustainability. The half-day training sessions will make the business case for addressing these issues while teaching participants how to use GRI's G4 guidelines to communicate those efforts. You can find out more information on those workshops by emailing us at knowledge@globalreporting.org. Also in March, GRI will make its first visit to Papua New Guinea. Here's GRI's director of the Knowledge Unit, Allison Slater.
Papua New Guinea is such an important country. It's one of the most culturally and biologically diverse on Earth, endowed with so many natural resources. But 40% of the population live below the poverty line, and the country faces serious development challenges like gender inequality and corruption. Good news is PNG's government has set ambitious targets under the SDGs. At GRI, we'll be working in the region to create greater transparency for sustainability. I'm looking forward to meeting with officials from the Papua New Guinea Treasury, the Stock Exchange, and many companies to explore how GRI can help Papua New Guinea achieve its development goals.
And finally, at the end of March, GRI, working in conjunction with the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and EY, will publish a study on sustainability in Australia's extractives industry. The report will present the conclusions of a deep dive into 20 G4 reports from companies in Australia's mining sector. That study looked at the industry's most and least frequently reported G4 aspects and indicators. Don't forget you can find more information and news on sustainability reporting by visiting our website, globalreporting.org. That's it for this month's edition of Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI. Be sure to join us again next month. Until then, remember, it's not the report that matters, it's what you do with that information that can really make a difference.